For example, PLCD certificate, its date is 09/23/2024. Dictation is for Ariana Vasquez. Vasquez spells V-A-S-Z-Q-U-E-Z. Ariana spells A-R-I-A-N-N-A. Date of birth is 03/03/2007. This is a 17-year-old child accompanied by dad here with pain to her right thumb. Some pain and pressure behind their eyes and in their cheeks, period. Next paragraph. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 1 week or more, but has gotten worse in the last 2 days. She denies travel history. She stated that she was exposed to someone else with similar symptoms, period. Patient says she came in because she's now having profuse discharge from both nose and just coughing, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports throat pain and painful swallowing. She denies stiff neck, denies neck pain. Next line. Patient reports runny nose. Says she, most of the discharge from her nose is draining the back of her throat and does not know what color is it, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 95% at room air, blood pressure 95 over 54, pulse 86, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous and edematous, tonsillitis, uvula and pharynx, no exudate present, uvula is midline and mobile. Next line, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Face, tender maxillary and frontal sinuses, no erythema, no edema. Next paragraph. Nose congested with green post nasal drips, erythematous and edematous turbinates, nares are congested, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regulating rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema, sinusitis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Right thumb, a tenderness to the MIPJ. Correction, tenderness to palpation on the metacarpal phalangeal joint. She has full range of motion with discomfort with extension, period. Cap refill less than 2 seconds. Sensation normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute rhinitis. Number two is acute sinusitis. Number three is sinus headache. Number four, a sore throat. Number five, acute pharyngitis. Number six, acute bronchitis. Number seven, cough, period. Next paragraph. Today in the clinic, we did the following test: a COVID, strep, flu. These tests were all negative. Patient was sent home with the following medication: amoxicillin 250/5 mL. She would take 1 teaspoon POTID for 10 days. Number 150 mL. Next medication: Bromfed DM. 2/10/30/5 mL, 2 teaspoon POBID for 10 days, number 200 mils. Next medication, Singulair, 4 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. She was advised to increase fluids. Please include in her assessment, thumb pain /sprain. Open parenthesis, patient says she was playing volleyball when she hyperextended her thumb approximately 10 days ago or so. Next line, a x-ray of her thumb will be done. In the meantime, she was advised range of motion exercises and to rest to avoid volleyball until X-ray results are available, period. Patient was given excuse from school to return to school on 9/25/2024. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none, end of dictation.